Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting season of live George Ranch High School men's varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Head coach Charlie Jones has a potent mix of upperclassmen and newcomers that has already established itself as a team that will contend for the top spot in District 23-6A and will make a deep run in the UIL playoffs. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's men's varsity basketball game.
Isn't it amazing?
What?
The sacrifice, the dedication, the grit. I mean, they really set an example, don't they?
Oh, well, no question. Today's high school athletes are truly special.
Not the athletes.
Well, who?
The officials.
Oh.
Today's student athletes are truly special. But there's something pretty great about the men and women who officiate their games, too. Like the way they're giving back to their communities. Officiating is a terrific way to stay in shape, meet new people, and stay connected to the game you love. But the biggest reason of all? We need more qualified high school officials here in Texas. And without them, the rest of us would have a whole lot less to cheer about. High school games need officials. High school sports need you.
Great call, Ralph!
Yeah!
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports at ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thank you, Brett Dolan. Back at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, Fort Ben Bush Broncos are in the building for a non-district game against the George Ranch Longhorns. Good crowd on hand on both sides of the gymnasium for this ball game. Bush is 8-6. They play their district basketball in 26A. George Ranch is 7-7 and play in 23-6A. Charlie Jones and I talked about that in his interview about how close the district season is. It starts on January 3rd against the Brazoswood Buccaneers. January 3rd against Brazoswood, the start of the district season. And George Ranch will be ready for that. They're playing a tough non-district schedule, and you'll hear Brandon Gay talk about that as well. His guys have been playing a tough non-district schedule to get themselves ready for 26A play in just a little bit. And speaking of Brandon Gay, he gave us some of his time early on before things got started during the JV game. Here's our interview. This is our chance to spend some time with Brandon Gay of the Fort Ben Bush Broncos. First of all, welcome in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You guys come in here. George Ranch is 7-7. You guys are 8-6, so kind of even records there. First of all, talk to me about 26A and how the field looks for you guys in district play this year.
Yeah, I think going into, you know, after the season last year, you know, a lot of teams predicted us to win because we had so many guys coming back off a regional semifinal team. And then we had a couple injuries and we had a couple things happen. And we see how talented the field is in 26A. You know, Travis is really good. They beat North Shore, number 10 ranked team, top 10 team in the state over the weekend in the LCISD tournament. Elkins is always going to be good. Ridge Point is looking really good right now. And we're kind of up and down. So along with Douglas and along with Kemp, all of the other schools in the district is tough. It's always been tough. So we scheduled really tough this year. We played some really good teams this year. And hopefully it'll help us out when we get into district play.
So as with Charlie Jones's club, you got a mix of upperclassmen and underclassmen on your team, as high school sports is like that. You're trying to integrate guys into your system and things. How is that going, and how are they gelling after 14 games?
It's a struggle because it was a little bit better last year because we had a lot more practice time, so we didn't have a full schedule. This year we have a full schedule, and I told the guys that, and we prepared for that, but, you know, maybe some days after a game, we might want to practice extensively, and we might not be able to do that because we got another game, you know, in a day or two, or a tournament in a day or two. So managing the guys' bodies and the minds and their academics as well has been a struggle a little bit this year, but it's a part of it. You know, that's what we signed up for, and we'll be all right. We'll manage it.
What do you know about George Ranch and the Longhorns?
They're really good. They're really good. Coach Jones does a really good job of getting his guys to play hard and how he wants them to play. We played you guys a few years ago in the first round of the 5A state playoffs and almost beat us. You know, a 4 up against a 1, and the 1 almost beat us on our home court in Mercer. So Coach Jones does a really good job. He gets his kids to play, and I expect no different tonight. He's going to have them ready.
Coach, I appreciate your time. Good luck.
No problem. I appreciate you guys, too.
All right. That was Brandon Gay, the head basketball coach of the Fort Bend Bush Broncos, who come in here at 8-6. They play in 26A. This is a non-district game for both clubs, but they need to play teams like George Ranch and like Bush to get themselves ready for their respective district plays. Quick timeout coming up. When we come back, we'll have our interview with Charlie Jones. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation.
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, back at George Ranch, Aiden McGee is here. I'm Tom Tarando, and we got our interview with Charlie Jones. He is always so good about coming and doing the pregame interview, and he's one of the few coaches that stops by after the game, win or lose, to share his thoughts on the game. Here's Charlie. All right, I'm with Charlie Jones, just ahead of the Fort Bend Bush Broncos coming into George Ranch. First of all, talk to me a little bit about your club. What's a thumbnail for your team for 19-20?
We're a young bunch. You know, we graduated a lot of kids last year. We got a lot of kids that are playing varsity for the first time, but luckily we played 14 games already, so we got some experience under our belt, and I think we're going to be a fun team to watch.
Let's go back to the LCISD tournament from last weekend. What are your thoughts coming out of that?
We played pretty well. We played some really, really good teams. We lost one game at the buzzer. We beat a good team in Cy Ranch, and Travis is a really good team. We took them to the brink. We played really hard, but we got better last weekend, so I'm happy.
We were just talking off air about in 3 weeks. 23-6A play begins for another season. You just told me that one of our LCISD teams is actually starting tonight, so things are moving ahead.
Yeah, it seems like we were just here talking to each other after the North Shore game, and we're right back at it again. You know, it's always fun to start a new season up with a new crop of characters, so I'm excited.
How do you see your mix of kids this year, and what's your feeling about how they're going to gel when district play starts?
Well, they're starting to gel now. We're deep this year. You know, we got a lot of kids that score around 10 to 12 points this year. So any given night, somebody can step up for us. So it's helped us out.
And a decent mix, as is the case in high school sports in general. But certainly your teams in the past, you got some sophomores, you got a lot of juniors, you got a senior or two on the club.
Yeah, the goal is to keep the program growing. You know, you need some kids to stick around with you throughout the years to be able to do that. So you need some freshmen, some sophomores, some juniors to be able to play. And we have.
And we're back at George Ranch High School, and no introductions of players. They're just ready to start the basketball game. The tip goes to Fort Ben Bush, and we are underway at George Ranch High School. DJ Stewart with the basketball, guarded out top by Stephen Woods. Down low to Brandon Love. He tries to shoot it out top, and it is taken away by George Ranch for turnover of the ball game. Drive on the basket, and he lays it up and in. Julian Camper with the first 2 points of the ball game, and George Ranch leads 2-0. My first opportunity to see the Longhorns live. Same thing with Aiden. We'll do our best to bring you this live basketball game on GRHSI Radio. And a tie-up near the half-court stripe, and the award goes to George Ranch, so second turnover of the night for Fort Ben Bush. Down low and laid it up and in is Jaden Gary. And it's 4-0 George Ranch. And Brandon Gay has seen enough in the first 58 seconds of the ball game to call a timeout and talk to his club. At halftime, we have a treat for everybody. Noah Thomason, the Longhorn standout, now on the hardwood as an HBU Husky, will join us at halftime. Talk about the Longhorns, but also talk about college basketball. Short timeout for Brandon Gay. And the Broncos walk it up. DJ Stewart, the 5'11 senior, is the court general here. He leads the Broncos down the court to Jackson Morris. Drive on the basket by Stewart. That goes nowhere. Out top to Jackson Morris. He misses it. A rebound by Brandon Love. And another tie-up. This time the ball will go back to the Bush Broncos. 6:33 left in the first quarter. George Ranch leads 4-0 early on. And a put-in by Danny McAdory. 4-2, George Ranch. Down to Camper. Now over to Jaden Gary, who puts it up and in. Jaden Gary with 4 points. It's 6-2, George Ranch. Again, over to DJ Stewart. He calls a play, guarded out top by Stephen Woods. Into Brandon Love. Love heads towards the basket, and he is fouled. Foul whistled against Stephen Woods, the 6'1 junior for George Ranch. That's his first. Finally, Bush gets the basketball in. It's Braylon Joe out top now to DJ Stewart. He'll set things up again. And as been the case in the last 2.5 minutes, DJ Stewart out top, always guarded by Steven Woods. Danny McAdory, the senior, will trigger the inbound out top to Jackson Morris. Morris back to McAdory. He tries a lay-in, no good. Swept off the boards by Jaden Gary. Over to Julian Camper. And a non-shooting foul whistled against DJ Stewart, his first. 5:23 left in the first quarter. George Ranch leads 6-2. In the corner to Steven Woods. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rebounded by DJ Stewart. And ahead. The lay-in is no good by McAdory. But he is fouled by Julian Camper. First personal foul for Julian. At the free throw line, Danny McAdory, the senior. The only basket tonight so far for the Broncos. You can add a free throw to that. Now 6-3, George Ranch. And he makes the other one, 6-4. All 4 points pumped in by McAdory. George Ranch, Ori Limbrick controlling the basketball in to Kelechi Ikey. And Ikey is fouled. Didn't see who the foul was whistled against. It was a non-shooting foul. Checking in for George Ranch, Zion Harper, the 6'3 freshman. Ball inbounded to Julian Camper. Camper inside the lane. Little jump shot. No good. Swept off the boards by Jaden Gary. He puts it up once. No good. Puts it up a second time. That one rattles around. That's no good. And a foul is whistled against Steven Woods, his second. Woods checks out of the ball game. Ori Limbrick, Jordan Lewis, Zion Harper, Jaden Gary, and Julian Camper in the lineup for George Ranch. 6-4, Longhorns, 4:27 left in the first quarter. Over on the wing here, DJ Stewart. He's rejected by Jordan Lewis. And he has a ball knocked out of bounds. Good D there by Jordan Lewis. Two turnovers for the Broncos, none for George Ranch. Ball into DJ Stewart. Stewart has Jordan Lewis trailing him, puts up a wild shot off the board, picked out of there by Julian Camper. Camper to Harper, back to Camper. Now a three-pointer on the way by Jordan Lewis. That's no good. Rebounded by Braylon Joe. Joe takes it the length of the court and sends one over the backboard, but picked off by Brandon Love, or rebounded rather by Brandon Love. He kicks it out top to DJ Stewart. And again, that ball is rejected and back out to Stewart. He's guarded out there by Julian Camper. 3.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. 6-4, George Ranch. And a drive on the basket. You can tell the result from the crowd noise. DJ Stewart had that one rejected. Gerald Sapp, a 6'4 junior, in for Charlie Jones's club. Jackson Morris will inbound. Morris gets it in, stolen away by Jordan Lewis. Down underneath, and the basket is good by Zion Harper. His first 2 points of the night. It's 8-4. Brandon Joe, the senior, walks this one up across midcourt, guarded by Julian Camper. Over to Stewart. Stewart has Jordan Lewis on him. Here's Joe with a soft jump shot. That one, it bangs off the board into the hands of the Longhorns and Ori Limbrick. Limbrick has that one knocked away. First George Ranch turnover. Drive on the basket by the Broncos, and that one rejected out of bounds. 2:34 left in the first quarter. 8-4, George Ranch. Out top to Brandon Love. All right, Love from the corner now. That one is no good. Board by Ori Limbrick, the 5'11 junior. Limbrick, right-hand dribble out top to Julian Camper on the right wing. Camper works out top. Now he's double-teamed, tries to get it down the middle, has it stolen away. Second George Ranch turnover. Three-pointer on its way from Brandon Joe. No good. Rebound to Stewart, who finally gets one to drop. It's 8-6. Longhorns by two. You're just going to have to trust me. Aiden McGee is here, but it's hard to get a word in edgewise. The action's been fast and furious all the way along since the opening tip. Julian Camper out top. Over to Jordan Lewis. And a foul whistled. Oh, a timeout call by Charlie Jones. It's a 30-second timeout, so we have a little bit of time to chat. So far, Aiden, what do you think of George Ranch?
I think they're putting on a good performance. Overall, it seems like an even-up game, so I don't know how this game could turn out.
Yeah, these clubs are both really strong teams, 8-6 for the Broncos, 7-7 for George Ranch. This is a non-district game as teams tune up for their districts to start. George Ranch will play Brazoswood on January 3rd to start their district, and 26A, where the Broncos play, that'll come in about 2 weeks as they start their district season. Longhorns will inbound on the far side. Right now, moving right to left across your radio dial, your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you are listening to us tonight. Air ball put up by Gerald Sapp. Rebound to the Broncos, and a jam at the other end by Danny McAdory. And we are tied inside a minute to play now in the first quarter. Tied at 8. Checking in for George Ranch, 6'2 senior A.D. Harris. It's Limbrick, Lewis, A.D. Harris. And we'll pick up the other two, Zion Harper and Julian Camper on the floor for George Ranch. Inside 50 seconds to play, tied at 8. Three-pointer on its way from Lewis. That's no good. Scramble for the rebound underneath. And the Longhorns come away with it. Good work on the floor there by A.D. Harris to Camper. Three-pointer on its way from the left corner. No good. Picked out of the air and off the boards by T.J. Oli-Ian. to McAdory. Out top to DJ Stewart. 17 seconds left in the first quarter. Still tied at 8. Driving on the basket is Stewart. Down low to TJ Olin Ian. And Olin Ian is fouled by Jordan Lewis, his first. TJ Olin Ian will go to the free throw line. He's a 6'5 senior. First shot on its way and good. 9-8. Second free throw on its way off the back iron. No good. Rebounded by George Ranch to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick all the way on the drive. No good. But one of the Broncos, and that's McAdory, put his hand in the cylinder. It looks like George Ranch will get the basket. And credit Ori Limbrick with the basket as McAdory put his hand over the cylinder when the ball was on the rim and kind of knocked the ball away. Probably heard the horn. That's the end of the first quarter. George Ranch leads 10-9. You're listening to Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, who do you meet? Answer, men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question, so where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer, high school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, Aiden McGee, Tom Tarando back at George Ranch High School. And whew, we got to catch our breath. That was a 12-minute quarter. The thing was fast and furious with not a whole lot of breaks in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this game, it still seems evened up, even though George Ranch is winning by 1 point.
Yeah, that's what it says on the scoreboard. It's George Ranch 10 and Bush 9 going into quarter number 2. 2 points for Limbrick and Camper. 4 for Jaden Gary. 2 for Zion Harper. And George Ranch will inbound starting the second quarter. Camper drives on the left side. He has that ball knocked out of bounds. Charlie Jones wants a foul. He won't get that. But he will get a inbound right under the Longhorns basket. Out top to Camper. Around the horn to A.D. Harris. Back to Jordan Lewis. Back to Camper. In the corner to Ori Limbrick. Back out top to Julian Camper. Longhorns moving the ball around the perimeter. Now a shot by Jordan Lewis. Three-pointer is good. Jordan Lewis, a 6-foot junior with the three-pointer. 13-9, biggest lead of the night for either club. 4 points. Around to Braylon Joe. Joe to Jackson Morris. Jump shot is good by Morris from just outside the free throw line. 13-11. Down underneath, Ori Limbrick lays that one up and in. What a pass by A.D. Harris. Harris found Limbrick right under the basket. And the lead back to 4, 15-11. Down low to Olin Ian, and he is fouled. Foul. Whistled against 15, A.D. Harris, his first. Olin Ian at the free throw line. Makes another free throw. 1 for 2 as the first quarter ended. Now 2 for 3, and he's got another. 15-12, Longhorns by 3. This one hits the front iron, the back iron, and comes off. Rebound to A.D. Harris. And Harris is fouled by Jackson Morris, his first. Olin Ian, 2 for 4 now, 1 for 2 in the first quarter, 1 for 2 from the free throw line here in the early parts of the second. It's 15-12, George Ranch by 3 points. Out top to Harris, 3-pointer on its way. That's no good, knocked away. And maybe a foul on Jaden Gary. It is his first. He couldn't get position for the rebound and was on the back of one of the Broncos. George Ranch will pick up the Broncos at midcourt. Walking up the ball is Braylon Joe. Joe drives and gives it off to Oladian. Olinian can't make it. Ori Limbrick takes it all the way, and he is fouled by Braylon Joe, his first. After the shot was missed and the rebound by Harris, he got it ahead to Ori Limbrick, and Limbrick couldn't make the layup, but he's at the free throw line. Missed the first one. He'll get another. Ori with 4 points tonight. This one off the mark as well. Back to DJ Stewart. Stewart has Limbrick on him. Stewart puts his fist in the air, calls a play for the Broncos. George Ranch leads by 3, 15-12, 5:35 left before halftime. Drive on the basket by Stewart. And a foul whistled against T.J. Olinian, his first, as he tried to get the ball back after the missed shot by Stewart. Ori Limbrick. Three-pointer on its way out top by Jordan Lewis. That one is no good. And picked off by Danny McAdory. Now down low and down court to Amir Oakley, who lays it up and in. Amir Oakley in the ballgame for the Broncos and makes his presence felt early on with the lay-in. 15-14, Longhorns by 1. Inside 5 minutes to play before half. Kind of a running hook shot by A.D. Harris. That's off the mark. Ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. And the Broncos will bring up the ball. John Kahn, the sophomore, will get some playing time now. He will spell Julian Camper. Here comes Stewart driving on the basket. Pulls up short. No good. Rebound. Jordan Lewis. Lewis ahead to Ori Limbrick on the right side. That shot is no good, but the putback is by Jaden Gary. Gary with 6 points. Stick with us at halftime. We'll have a special guest, Noah Thomason, the Longhorn standout, is now on the court for the HBU Huskies. He'll join us at halftime and talk about this game and talk about his college experience so far. Shot put up by Jackson Morris. No good. Scramble for the rebound. John Kahn has it for George Ranch. He stumbles away and then has that ball knocked out of bounds by DJ Stewart. As we mentioned at the beginning, good crowd on both sides of the gym tonight here at George Ranch. All of the Longhorn fans have been standing the entire game, a la the Aggies at Texas A&M. All right, over to Kahn on the right side, 3:35 left. Kahn kicks it into the corner. Shot on the way is good. A.D. Harris with a three-pointer. His first points of the night. 20-14, biggest lead by either club again. 6 points. Down to McAdory. McAdory spin move. The reverse layup is good. And he is fouled by A.D. Harris, his second. Danny McAdory with 6 in the first quarter. Adding 2 here. He's got 8, and he's at the free throw line. Shot on its way and good. So 9 points for McAdory out of the 17 total that the Broncos have. Limbrick with the right-hand dribble, working against Braylon Joe. Now again, around the perimeter, John Kahn with the basketball for George Ranch. Around to Jordan Lewis. Lewis to Limbrick. Limbrick, the crossover dribble, now drives a baseline. Jump shot good. Ori Limbrick, 6 points on the night. 22-17, Longhorns by 5. Good D on the far side by Jordan Lewis. He knocked the ball away from Jackson Morris and almost got the turnover, but it went out of bounds. Broncos will inbound on the far side. Full house tonight. George Ranch cheerleaders right next to where we are. Fans on both sides of the court packed in for this non-district contest. Turnaround jump shot inside the lane by McAdory. That's no good. The rebound and the putback by Brandon Love. And that's rejected by A.D. Harris. And now Harris is fouled by Jackson Morris. Morris picks up his second personal foul. At the free throw line now is A.D. Harris, the 6'2 senior. Just nailed the three-pointer a minute or so ago. Now at the free throw line. First one is off the back iron. No good. Gets his own rebound. And now on the floor, taken away by the Broncos. Third turnover for George Ranch. Here's McAdory with the three-pointer. That's in and out. And a foul whistled against A.D. Harris, and that's his third. So look for him to check out. See if Charlie Jones will give him a breather. He's got 3 personal fouls here with about 2 minutes left in the first half. At the free throw line, Amir Oakley. Oakley came in, got a quick basket. Now at the free throw line. Shot on its way and good for Oakley. He'll get another one. 22-18, George Ranch by 4. Bush won the JV game 54-28. Second free throw on its way. No good by Oakley. Rebound, A.D. Harris. Gives it over to Limbrick. Back to Harris in the corner to John Kahn. Turnaround jump shot is long by Zion Harper. Now down court to McAdory, who slams it home for his second stuff of the night. 22-20. Inside a minute and a half to play before halftime. Ori Limbrick drives the left side. He's fouled. Yeah, foul whistled against Brandon Love, his first. At the free throw line, Ori Limbrick with 6 points. Missed a couple free throws early in the second quarter. First one on its way. That one rims around and comes out as well. Checking in, Jaden Gary. Checking out for George Ranch, A.D. Harris. And there's that expected rest for Harris, both to give him a breather and keep him away from further foul trouble. Ori Limbrick's second free throw rims around and comes off. He's 0 for 4 from the free throw line. Rebound to Braylon Joe. Joe stumbles through the lane, gets the pass off. Now out top to DJ Stewart. Stewart drives the lane and puts it up and in. DJ Stewart with 4 points. We are tied at 22. Inside a minute to play. And Jaden Gary kind of got tied up and got the ball trapped on his body. And that's traveling. Turnover number 4 for George Ranch. And the Broncos with 2, both in the first quarter. Brandon Gay directs his club. 45 seconds before half. Remember, we got Noah Thomason as our halftime guest coming up in just about 30 seconds. Shot by DJ Stewart is good. Stewart heats up with a three-pointer. 25-22. Longhorns' lead was 6. Now they're behind by 3. John Kahn drives the baseline on the left side and throws it away. Turnover number 5 for George Ranch. Stewart with a good save. Kind of knocks our table along, but into the hands of the Longhorns. Drive on the basket. And again, we're going to credit the basket to John Kahn. That's the second time that Danny McAdory has interfered with a shot like that. It's 25-24. Three-pointer from beyond half court is no good. And we are at halftime, just 26 minutes into the night. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
When it comes to taking care of your oral health issues, you need a team of exceptional dentists as your partner. In the Sugar Land area, your partner is the skilled team of dentists at Harold Dentistry. Dr. Tyson Harrell, Dr. Mary Harrell, and Dr. Katie Davis each specialize in a different area of dentistry practice and will make sure that every visit to their state-of-the-art facility is a relaxing one. To make an appointment, call 281-937-1671 or contact the Harrell Dentistry team by email at harrelldentistry@att.net. That's Harold Dentistry on Crab River Road in Richmond.
Read about junior varsity drill team at George Ranch High School. And you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHS iRadio.
Yeah. All right, back at George Ranch High School. Fort Bend Broncos 25 and George Ranch 24. Longhorns led by as much as 6. Midway in the second quarter, Bush came roaring back. DJ Stewart with 5 points in the second quarter, 7 for the game. And here we are down by 1 at halftime. Big treat for us. Noah Thomason, Longhorn standout, now an HBU Husky is here. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming over. First of all, let's talk about the Longhorns. You said you've seen them before. You've seen them tonight. What do you see out of Georgia Ranch?
You know, they're a good team. You know, they're coached by a great coach, you know, in my opinion. And they're young, so, you know, they're going to make a couple of young mistakes, but I think they'll be really good. So,
we talked off air about how fast this first half was, but I think the Georgia Ranch Longhorns, and actually the Broncos for that matter, kind of held their poise. Only, let's see, 7 combined turnovers in that first half.
You know, Bush likes to play fast, and, you know, I think the Longhorns, we can play either fast or slow. So if they, you know, learn how to play faster, so I think we can win this game tonight.
All right, talk to me about college basketball. How's the transition going from high school to college?
It was tough at first, but it's going good. You know, it's fast-paced, but, you know, I'm getting used to it now, so it's fun.
Saw the other night you had some decent minutes against the U of H.
Yes, sir. It was a good game, you know, everybody getting to come out and see me play. You know, I really like that. You know, Coach Jones and all the team got to see me play, so I had fun. It was a good experience.
What's the biggest thing you've learned since starting college basketball? Meaning, you thought it was one way, but you learned something different when you got there.
People are a lot bigger than, you know, so that's the crazy thing. I'm not one of the taller guys on the court no more. I'm one of the smaller guys. So
now, what about the pace of the college game?
It's a lot faster, you know, with the shot clock and just, you know, they have better athletes. You know, they get up and down the court a lot faster. So that was a big adjustment for me.
And what is your outlook as far as the Huskies are concerned, the team you're playing for?
You know, I think we're a good team. You know, I think we have a lot of skilled guys. You know, we're just coming together. You know, we're a young team. We only have 2 seniors, and we played the toughest non-conference schedule in the nation. You know, we played Michigan, Texas Tech, so we played really good opponents, and I think it's going to start clicking for us, you know, after this Christmas break.
Before Charlie and I recorded our pregame interview, we were talking about the North Shore game from last February, and he said he's only watched it 1 time since the actual game. I've listened to our broadcast a couple times since then. What are your thoughts about that North Shore game from last year?
It was a tough game. I think we were a little banged up and tired a little bit, but it gives me nightmares all the time. You know, I watch it and listen to the broadcast all the time, but it was a great ride. It was a great experience. I love playing at the Berry Center.
Yeah, that was a fantastic game, and maybe the playing the night before and then playing the following afternoon had something to do with it, although you can't lay it off on that, but just a fantastic high school basketball game and a huge step forward for George Ranch.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, it was a good game. Yeah, I wish we'd have got the win, you know, but I think it's bringing up our program, and a lot of eyes are on George Ranch now.
I can't tell you enough how happy I am you came by, and good luck with HVU.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Noah Thomason, the Longhorn standout, now on the hardwood for the HBU Huskies. We'll take a break. When we come back, Aiden and I will talk about the first half and get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Meet Josh.
Hi, everybody.
Josh is a high school basketball player, solid shooter, great teammate.
Hey, don't forget my tenacious D.
And he's my son.
Wow.
So, what does Josh do to be the best basketball player he can be?
I play tennis.
Studies show that student athletes here in Texas who play more than one high school sport are more likely to excel. Tennis does more than improve Josh's conditioning. It gives him a fresh competitive outlet, reduces the risk of injury by cross-training, and introduces him to different coaching techniques and new friends.
Don't get me wrong, hoops are my first love. Tennis just gives me a little break.
So when the new season begins, Josh isn't burned out on basketball. He's eager to play, and you can see the difference in his game.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports at ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Back at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's halftime. Bush High School Broncos 25, George Ranch 24. Let me run down the scoring, and then Aiden and I will talk about that first half. George Ranch led in scoring by Ori Limbrick and Jaden Gary, both with 6 3-points apiece for Jordan Lewis and A.D. Harris. And then a couple points by John Kahn and Julian Camper. That's the George Ranch 24 points through two quarters of play. 5 turnovers for George Ranch. On the other side of the scorebook, 11 points by Danny McAdory. 7 by DJ Stewart, 3 by Amir Oakley, and then 2 apiece by Jackson Morris and TJ Olenian. That's a 25 scored by Brandon Gay's club so far, and just 2 turnovers for the Broncos through halftime. And Aiden, we talked about this at one point during the game, talked to Noah Thomason about it as well. This first half just flew by.
Yeah. It flew by really fast. Surprisingly, I thought George Ranch was going to somehow beat them by 1 point or something, but it doesn't look like that's happening so far. But who knows? They could get a comeback and make a very good comeback.
Yeah, the Longhorns led it by as much as 6 in the second quarter. But then Broncos started coming back. DJ Stewart with a 3-pointer and a conventional basket inside the arc. And he scored 5 of his 7 points in the second quarter. Danny McAdory with 5 in the second quarter to go with 6 from the first quarter. And Broncos came back, now lead by 1 as halftime concludes here. McAdory is guilty of or credited with interrupting 2 George Ranch baskets by putting his hand on the rim or in the cylinder when the ball was there. So the Longhorns got 4 points off of McAdory's antics near the rim. But he's also helped his club. He's the leading scorer on his club with 11. So the net from McAdory is 7. 11 points he scored. He gave up 4 to the Longhorns by goaltending twice. So the net for McAdory is 7. Inbound now to the Broncos as we start the second half. Longhorns will be moving now left to right across your radio dial, your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you're listening to us. The layup attempt is no good by Braylon Joe. Rebound to Ori Limbrick. Now ahead to Stephen Woods. Woods to Julian Camper. Camper drives on the right side to Stephen Woods. 3-pointer on its way, no good. Off the iron. And the rebound to Jackson Morris, who gives way to DJ Stewart. 25-24, Longhorns down by 1. And a good defensive work there by Jaden Gary. 3rd turnover now on the Broncos as Gary interrupts that pass. Puts it in the hands of Julian Camper. Camper tries a running layup from the free throw line as that ball swatted away. 6th turnover for George Ranch. And a foul at the other end by Jordan Lewis, his 2nd. And again, play is fast and furious here at the start of the 3rd quarter. Out top to Jackson Morris. Morris gets it down low to Brandon Love. Love, turnaround jump shot, good. Brandon Love, his 1st 2 points of the night. Lead expanded to 3, 27-24. Broncos on top. To Jordan Lewis. Lewis to Camper. Around the horn here to Stephen Woods. Longhorns right in front of us here at George Ranch High School. Out top to Lewis. Around to Limbrick. Back to Lewis, to Julian Camper. Camper holds the ball high, can't do anything with it. And around to Steven Woods. Woods finds Camper down low. He's guarded there by Braylon Joe. Kicks it out top to Jordan Lewis. Three-pointer on its way. That one off the rim. And the rebound by Jackson Morris, or excuse me, by Steven Woods. And he has that shot swatted away. Now a scramble for the ball at midcourt. And the award will go to George Ranch. Fourth turnover of the night for the Broncos. Do a little maintenance work on the court there and absorb some perspiration. The guys are on the court scrambling for that basketball. 5:45 left in the third quarter. To Ori Limbrick. Limbrick to Camper on the far side. Gets it down low to Jaden Garrett. Garrett working inside the lane, and he is fouled by Brandon Love, the junior, his second of the night. Limbrick will inbound, gets it to Camper. Camper out top to Steven Woods. Back to Ori Limbrick. And he dishes it off to Jaden Gary, who lays it up and in. Jaden Gary with 8 points. Longhorns down by one, 27-26. The junior Stewart to McAdory. McAdory inside the lane. Little jump shot is good. 13 points for McAdory. Lead back up to three for the Broncos. To Ori Limbrick. Pass was too hard, and he had to double back for it. Now out top. Jump shot by Steven Wood. No good. Clear off the board by DJ Stewart. Stewart, the backward dribble as he sets things up. That one is knocked away. Fifth turnover of the night now for the Broncos. Longhorns have a chance to tie it with a three-pointer or at least get within one. Over here in the corner to Camper. He drives on the basket. Down low and up and in by Jaden Gary. Gary with 10 points. Longhorns down by one, 29-28. Good pass by Camper. He found Jaden Gary, the 6'4 junior, in the lane, who laid it up and in. To McAdory. McAdory is fouled, the reach in by Ori Limbrick, his first. Here comes A.D. Harris, and Limbrick will check out. Bush having trouble getting it in. Now they do to DJ Stewart, almost to midcourt. He's picked up right there by Steven Woods. Jump shot by Jackson Morris. No good. Rebound by Jordan Lewis. Lewis to Camper on the left side. Drives a little too strong on the layup. No good. And picked up by DJ Stewart. Out top to McAdory. Around the horn to Braylon Joe. Now Joe with the backward dribble as he tries to set things up. Drifts over towards the right side. Longhorn fans still on their feet and have been since the opening tip. Jump shot on its way by Braylon Joe. No good. McAdory with the basketball. Puts up the left-hander. Kind of off balance. No good. Again, the rebound. And a foul whistled against A.D. Harris. In my book, he's got four personal fouls at the free throw line, Braylon Joe. 29-28, Broncos by one. 2:58 left in the third quarter. First shot is on its way and good by Braylon Joe. Ori Limbrick checks in, and Julian Camper will take a break. Now a whistle, some kind of discussion between two out of the three referees we have here at George Ranch tonight. Seemed to indicate that some kind of violation occurred, and now Braylon Joe will not get his second shot. Some kind of violation. We'll try to find out what that was. Brandon Gay wants an explanation over and over again from the official. Now they're talking about what happened and why Braylon Joe won't get that second free throw. Whatever the reason, ball back to George Ranch. Sixth turnover for the Broncos. Ori Limbrick with the right-hand dribble. Now the crossover heads to the left side. Back to Limbrick. And a foul whistled against Braylon Joe, his second. George Ranch with that chant, "You can't do that, you can't do that." And they're right, he can't. They've been using that one all night long when the Broncos fouled the Longhorns. In the corner here to A.D. Harris. Three-pointer on its way. Off the back iron. Rebound. Steven Woods. Three-pointer is good by Jordan Lewis. His second three-pointer of the night. Longhorns take the lead, 31-30. 6 points, A.D. Harris on two three-pointers. Now a drive by Braylon Joe inside the lane. No good. Rebound by Harris. Harris to Limbrick. And Limbrick all by himself now as he crosses midcourt. Gets it to Steven Woods. Woods has that one knocked away. But Stewart can't hold on, and George Ranch will inbound right in front of us here at George Ranch. 31-30. Longhorns by one. Shot on its way by Jordan Lewis, trying to make it four, and that one is no good. Knocked out of bounds, and again, George Ranch will inbound under its own basket. In now is Kelechi Ikey, the 6'6 junior for George Ranch. To Steven Woods, out top to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick with the backwards dribble as he sets things up, now drifts towards the far side. Into Ikey. Ikey to Jordan Lewis. Another three-pointer on the way. No good. Ahead to McAdory. McAdory with the lay-in. That's good. Danny McAdory with 15. 32-31. Broncos again by one. This game tipped off right at 7 o'clock. It's 7:48. And got a minute left. The putback and the basket by Kelechi Ikey, the 6'6 junior. 33-32 inside a minute to play in the third quarter. DJ Stewart, the backwards dribble again, setting things up. The universal method for kind of getting a wider view of the court. This one down low and put back in by McAdory. McAdory skied up there and dropped that one back in. 34-33, stolen away by the Broncos and laid in at the other end by DJ Stewart. He's got 9 points and the lead is three, 36-33. 10 seconds left in the third quarter. Longhorns around the horn. Want to get that one last shot. Out top. Now a long three-pointer. Bangs around, but no good. That one put up by Steven Woods. And that is the end of the third quarter. Broncos 36, Longhorns 33. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around. The Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com. Click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
Well, I'll tell you, the pace of the game seems to have affected the breaks we're taking, too. We can barely get our commercials in before it's time to jump back in. We're starting the fourth quarter. Broncos lead by three, 36-33. And when we have a chance, we will update you on scoring through three quarters of play. All right, the inbound to the Broncos. Into Braylon Joe, back to DJ Stewart. He'll drive the right side and kind of an off-balance running layup. That one is no good. And a foul whistled against DJ Stewart. He tried to take the ball away from Ori Limbrick. Second foul of the evening by DJ Stewart. Inbound to George Ranch and Ori Limbrick. Down low to Julian Camper. Reverse layup. Good. Julian Camper with 4 points. 36-35. Longhorns within a free throw. DJ Stewart was knocked to the ground with the basketball. A foul whistled against Stephen Woods, his third. Bush inbounds right in front of the scorer's table. Gets it into Stewart. Longhorn fans still on their feet. They have been since the opening tip. Now, I can't really speak to whether they did or didn't sit down at halftime, but for the nature of it, I'm going to say they didn't. Ahead to Julian Camper. Camper stops in the lane, now puts it up and in. Julian Camper. ...37-36, Longhorns take the lead. DJ Stewart takes it right back with a three-pointer. 39-37. Camper with 4 points here in the fourth quarter already. He is tied up in the lane. Let's see if that's going to be a jump ball or a foul. Checking back in is Danny McAdory. Checking out TJ Olenian. All right, Limbrick will inbound underneath the Longhorns basket. Way out top to Camper. Good tip pass over to Stephen Woods. Woods picked up over there by Braylon Joe. Ball knocked around, back in the hands of Jaden Gary. To Limbrick. To Camper. Three-pointer on its way. No good. The putback is too strong by A.D. Harris. And the Broncos got the basketball. Braylon Joe drives on the left side, lays it up and in. 3 points on the night for Braylon Joe. And returning the favor down at this end is Ori Limbrick with the layup. And a timeout is called. Broncos 41, George Ranch 39. We got a timeout. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student-athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
Bush High School Broncos 41, George Ranch High School 39, 5:46 left in the ball game. Not even an hour old, rather, and almost midway through the fourth quarter. Amir Oakley back in the ball game for the Broncos. Back over to DJ Stewart. Stewart. As Stephen Woods on him. Now a shot from the outside. A three-pointer by Tyler Smith, the freshman who just entered the game. It's 43-39. Now let's see if they called that a three-pointer. No. A two-pointer, a basket by Tyler Smith as he just enters the game. 43-39. Limbrick with the inbound to Camper. Back to Limbrick. Limbrick waves his hand to get everybody to move away and give him some distance and to isolate him a little bit. Julian Camper, three-pointer on the way. Off the front iron, no good. Stephen Woods with the rebound and the putback. His first 2 points of the night. Those are big ones. They bring George Ranch back to within two, 43-41. Believe it or not, the first 2 points of the night by Stephen Woods, but they come at a good time. Rebound by A.D. Harris. Harris drives on the basket. He is fouled by Braylon Joe, his third. At the free throw line, A.D. Harris. Harris with 3 points on the night. He had a three-pointer in the second quarter. Now at the free throw line. And that one dances around and falls off. Back in for the Broncos, junior Brandon Love. A.D. Harris, second free throw on the way and good. Harris with 4 points. 43-42, Longhorns. Back to within one. They led by as much as six in the ball game several times in the latter part of the first quarter and the second quarter. And a foul at the other end whistled against Julian Camper, his second. Longhorns kind of let that lead slip away and were down by one at halftime. Down by three at the end of the third quarter. Now, again, down by one. Into Brandon Love. Love down low to McAdory, and he is fouled by Stephen Woods. Four personal fouls for Woods. At the free throw line, Danny McAdory, 3-for-3. From the free throw line tonight, he's got 17 overall. Next one on its way, that rolls around and in. 18 points for McAdory. Next one on its way, that one's good as well. McAdory perfect from the free throw line, 5-for-5. And a timeout. We'll take it along with him. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Texas.
High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Longhorns down by three, 45-42, inside 4 minutes to play in the ballgame. Corey Limbrick to Stephen Woods around the horn and Julian Camper. Camper back to Woods. Woods guarded on top by DJ Stewart. Playing catch with A.D. Harris out top to Woods. Harris in the corner to Limbrick. Back out top to Woods. Woods, three-pointer on the way. No good. In and out. Rebound, Julian Camper. To A.D. Harris. And again, back out top to Stephen Woods. Longhorns around the perimeter trying to get the ball in down low. Look at Camper in the corner. Now, Jaden Gary has one blocked at the free throw line, taken away by Stewart. Stewart gets this one down to Brandon Love. Love on the left side blows the layup virtually by himself, and he couldn't get it to drop. And the ball went out of bounds. Eighth turnover of the night for the Broncos. Just seven for George Ranch. Very clean game in that respect. To Stephen Woods. Woods, the left-hand dribble out top. He's got Danny McAdory on him. Longhorns drawing McAdory away from the basket. Woods with the ball swept off the board by Jaden Gary, and he kicks it out top to Woods. Woods drives the left side. That ball is blocked and swatted out of bounds by McAdory. And now a foul is called against Danny. And that's his first. At the free throw line, Stephen Woods, just 2 points on the night. He got it in this quarter. First free throw on its way, and good by Stephen Woods. Checking in, Jordan Lewis. And I can't tell who checked out. Second free throw on its way, and that's good as well. 4 points now for Stephen Woods. 45-44, Longhorns trying to break that cadence they're in. Getting down by three and then going to just one and a deficit of one and then back up to three. Trying to break that down. Inside 2 minutes to play in the ballgame. Broncos playing catch out top. It's DJ Stewart and Braylon Joe trading passes. Stewart makes a mock challenge towards the basket and then turns around and gets it out to Joe. Stewart guarded by Ori Limbrick. 1:30 to play in the ballgame. Limbrick got DJ Stewart. Now he's picked up by Stephen Woods as he drifts to the right side. Now down the left side. And gets it down low, knocked away, stolen away by George Ranch. Nice turnover for the Broncos. Three-pointer on its way. Good. Julian Camper. Julian Camper from the left three-point range. And the Longhorns finally break out of that 1-3 point deficit. And now go up by two, 47-47. 45 on the three-pointer by Julian Camper. He's got 7 points in this quarter, 9 for the ball game. Longhorn fans keeping things charged up here at George Ranch on the far side. Charlie Jones has a DJ who plays during pregame and during halftime. It's a great experience here at George Ranch. Men's varsity basketball. Shalisha Pierce's women's team is on the road tonight at Paytow High School. Let me see if we can pick up a score on Twitter for that ball game. And if we do, we will pass that along to you. Longhorns lead by 2, 47-45. And I will wait to be able to say we are inside a minute to play now at George Ranch. DJ Stewart out top, guarded over there by Jordan Lewis. Playing catch again with Braylon Joe. Back to Stewart. And a timeout for Brandon Gay and the Bush Broncos. We'll take a timeout with them. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Texas. This is sportsmanship. School sports is not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports at ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thank you, Brett Dolan. Aiden McGee, Tom Tarando back at George Ranch High School. 47-45, Longhorns back on top after a dry spell on the three-pointer by 5'11 junior Julian Camper. From right in front of us on the left wing, we see Chad Washington here from the Fort Bend Herald. You can look for his game story tomorrow in the Herald. That's Chad Washington's byline. And again, the Longhorns force Brandon Gay to take a timeout. I think Brandon wanted to see how the Longhorns would set up for the last 30-some seconds. And he found that out and called another timeout to sketch a play. Trying to find out what the Longhorn, Lady Longhorns rather, are doing over at Pato. All right, 28.2 seconds left in the ball game. And the players break away from their respective coaches. And now the ball is inbounded to DJ Stewart. The last 23 seconds now from George Ranch. Download to McAdory. McAdory drives a baseline, puts up the shot, and he's fouled. The shot went in. He was fouled by Jaden Gary, his second. McAdory's turnaround jump shot went in. We're tied at 47. He's at the free throw line with 14.7 seconds left. McAdory with 21. McAdory, a couple dribbles on the baseline on the left side. Then the turnaround jumper was good. He was fouled by Jaden Gary. In trots Brandon Love for the Broncos. Tied at 47, 14.7 seconds left. Free throw on its way, no good. Rebound, knocked out of bounds, last touch by George Ranch. First miss of the night from the free throw line by Danny McAdory. He's now 5 for 6. The Longhorns knocked that out of bounds. 13.05 seconds left. Broncos with the basketball. We're tied at 47. Out top, DJ Stewart. 7 seconds left. Stewart over to Braylon Joe. He fumbles around. Ball ahead to Julian Camper. And he throws up a prayer as he's going out of bounds. We're going to go into overtime. Tied at 47. They'll put a turnover down for the Broncos on that exchange. 10 in regulation. 7 for George Ranch in regulation. Longhorns finally broke through that deficit of being down by 3, down by 1, down by 3 on the three-pointer by Julian Camper. Then the turnaround jump shot by Danny McAdory tied things up at 47. He missed the free throw. Ball went out of bounds off of George Ranch. Then the inbound couldn't be handled, and Braylon Joe coughed it up into the hands of Julian Camper, who was going out of bounds. He just made a wild shot towards the basket. He hit the top of the backboard. Now we are in overtime. And frankly, that's the second overtime game since Aiden's been joining me on the broadcast.
Yeah. It's not surprising. They were doing both very well, so I didn't expect much more than an overtime. So, yeah.
Yeah, the Longhorns and the Broncos, evenly matched teams coming in. Broncos 8-6, George Ranch 7-7. And again, we'll run down scoring through regulation when we have a chance. We'll go to a 4-minute overtime period. And the ball is tipped around into the hands of the Broncos. Tied at 47, we're in overtime at George Ranch. And DJ Stewart standing out in that little 90-degree angle to the out-of-bounds line and mid-court. Nobody challenging him, so he doesn't have to make a play towards the basket. Now over to Braylon Joe. Joe on the left side. Backwards dribble. Gets a better look at the court. Now over to DJ Stewart. To Braylon Joe. Down low to Brandon Love. And to McAdory, who puts it in overtime. 49-47, Broncos by 2. Around the horn to Steven Woods. Back out top to Ori Limbrick. To Julian Camper, to Limbrick. Steven Woods touches it, and then back to Limbrick, and Limbrick's pass goes off of Steven Woods' hands and out of bounds. Turnover number 8 now for George Ranch. 10 on the night for the Broncos. Stewart being guarded by Steven Woods. Woods turns him away on the left side. Back out top to Braylon Joe. Julian Camper on him. Joe drives in the lane, puts up the left-handed shot. No good. The follow is also no good by Tyler Smith. A struggle for the basketball back into the hands of Danny McAdory. So the Broncos will reset. And once they do, Brandon Gay calls another timeout. Broncos 49, Longhorns 47. We are in overtime. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. We live every side-splitting,
buzzer beating,
and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation.
Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, Aiden McGee, Tom Tarando. We are in overtime. Bush leads now by two. Danny McAdory with a basket here in overtime. He's got 23 on the night. And the Broncos have the basketball. The inbound will be by Tyler Smith. Into the hands of Braylon Joe. He's guarded there by Camper. Down low to Stewart. He kicks it into the corner. Three-pointer on its way. No good by Smith. Rebound to Ori Limbrick. 1:48 to play in overtime. Longhorns down by two. Charlie Jones with some signals to his crew. Around the horn and knocked out of bounds. Intended for Stephen Woods, knocked out of bounds by DJ Stewart. And the aforementioned Stephen Woods will inbound. He does to Limbrick. 90 seconds left in overtime. Longhorns down by two, 49-47. Ori Limbrick out top, drifts towards the far side. Longhorn fans still on their feet. Out top to A.D. Harris. Harris to Limbrick. Trying to set a pick is Jaden Gary on McAdory. He does that. The pass goes around to Harris, then back to Limbrick. Limbrick down the lane. Layup, no good. And cleared off the boards by Tyler Smith. Inside 50 seconds to play in overtime. Broncos by two. And now a tie-up. And a foul whistled against A.D. Harris, the 6'2 senior. I have him with five fouls. We'll see if he gets buzzed out of this ball game. So far, not any word from the scorer's table. Apparently my book is wrong. Free throw on its way by Braylon Joe. No good, but a basket put in. It's 51-47. Longhorns now down by four with 42 seconds to play. I didn't see who put that basket in for the Broncos. I had my head down on the free throw attempt by Braylon Joe. Did you catch it? Didn't?
The one who got the free throw.
Trying to figure out who scored that basket down at the other end, because I had my head down. He didn't catch it. We'll figure it out. We'll go with the odds. It may be...
It would either be Brandon Love, or I saw something between 40 and 30.
So McAdory? 24?
No, probably not McAdory.
Okay. So we will credit freshman Tyler Smith with that basket until we find out otherwise. 51-47 with 42 and a half seconds left. George Ranch with the basketball. Inbound to Limbrick, to Camper, back to Ori Limbrick. To Camper, back to Limbrick. To Steven Woods, Ori Limbrick, three-pointer is good. Ori Limbrick with 11 points. Longhorns down by one, 51-50. 11 points on the night for Limbrick. That's the second time that a three-pointer has brought George Ranch out of a deficit, and this time within one. The last time we had that in the fourth quarter, Julian Camper hit a three-pointer and put the Longhorns ahead by two. Once again, thanks to Noah Thomason for the halftime interview. He came over and talked to us for about 4 or 5 minutes, talked about the Longhorns' play this year, how he's making it, and the transition he's making between high school basketball and playing college ball on behalf of the HBU Huskies. We also talked a little bit about that North Shore game from last February. The Longhorns losing by 3 points in that regional finals game. And the inbound to the Broncos, and they get it down court, and a foul whistle against Camper, his third. At the free throw line, Braylon Joe. 3 points on the night, 1 for 3 from the free throw line, 0 for 1 during the overtime period. And that foul was not Julian Camper, it was A.D. Harris, and now Harris is out of the ball game, having fouled out for George Ranch with 4 points. 51-50, Broncos by one. Free throw line, Braylon Gell. Shot up and no good. Rebound, George Ranch. Kelechi Ike with the board. Into the hands of Ori Limbrick. And another timeout. Everybody, players, coaches, even the fans want to make sure their respective clubs know exactly what they're doing in these last 19 seconds. They've had several timeouts here in the overtime period. A couple by Brandon Gay, and this one by Charlie Jones, as his club was walking the ball up after the missed free throw by Braylon Gell. Baskets by McAdory, and we think Tyler Smith in overtime, and then just a three-pointer by George Ranch by Ori Limbrick. Tied at 47 in regulation. Longhorns with the three-pointer. 4 points by the Broncos. And there it is, a one-point deficit for George Ranch with 19.1 seconds left. I should be exact here, 19.18 seconds, just in case that makes a difference at the end. Once again, Chad Washington is here from the Fort Bend Herald. You can look for his game story tomorrow in the Herald. To Ori Limbrick. 13 seconds to play. Limbrick to Julian Camper. Camper drives the lane. He's turned away. To Limbrick. To Camper. Three-pointer on its way. Off the iron. This one into the hands of Jordan Lewis. That one is slapped out of bounds with 2.1 seconds left. And again, Charlie Jones wants a timeout. Three-pointer by Camper. No good from the top of the key area. Into the hands of Jordan Lewis. His shot was blocked and knocked out of bounds. We are down to 2.1 second left to play in overtime. Longhorns down by one, 51-50 to the Bush Broncos. Remember, George Ranch starts its 23-6A season with a ball game against the Brazoswood Buccaneers on January 3rd. And Bush starts in a couple weeks with their 26A district schedule. Ori Limbrick will inbound. There's still a couple ticks on the clock before the actual timeout is. Now, here we go, 2.1. Camper, good look on the three-pointer, no good. And that's the ball game. That ball was short. A.D. Harris got the rebound, and he thought he was fouled. He was not, and that's the ball game. Fort Bend Bush Broncos 51, George Ranch Longhorns 50. We'll be back to wrap this one up from the home of the Longhorns. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Texas. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Texas. This is sportsmanship. School sports is not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, Broncos 51, Longhorns 50 in overtime. Charlie Jones is here, and I'm telling you, that was one of the fastest basketball games I've ever been a part of. It's only been 90 clock minutes since we started.
It was a very well-played game by both teams. It was very clean. There weren't a lot of fouls. Two teams that made it to the regionals last year, they got after it. You could see the kind of a bad blood between the fans. But it was a fun, exciting game. We did some silly mistakes that cost us. We had fought back, got a lead, and we're just going to try to keep getting better from this.
That senior, Danny McAdory, was a ton against you tonight.
Yeah, he's a load down there. I think we did a pretty good job against him in stretches, but he hit big shots. You know, we hit some big shots as well. We missed a lot of free throws early. That's a tough team, well-coached team, and we just got to get back in the gym tomorrow and get better and get ready for January 3rd, like we talked about before.
He finished the game with 23 points, but he netted out 19 since he was guilty of goaltending twice. So we're kind of netting him out there. 23 up and 4 down, so we net him out at 19. On your side of the ledger, the scoring was balanced. Limbrick with 11, 10 for Gary, 9 for Julian Camper, but not that big explosive amount from anybody.
Yeah, that's what we talked about before. We're going to try to get three to four people around 10 points each game. It was another low-scoring game. The young guys came out and played well. Like I said before, we're going to keep trying to get better, eliminate some of the silly mistakes, you know, some free throw rebounding, some late fouls. But this is a great environment for our kids to play in early on. I think we're going to be ready when Dixter comes.
I'm not sure about halftime, but from tip-off to the final horn, the Longhorn fans were on their feet the entire time.
No, the kids at the school are excited. There's a buzz about basketball. I think we put on a good show for them. Of course, you always want to come up with the win. But right now, you're just trying to get better for district. And that's what I got to let our players know, our staff know. We come in there, get better tomorrow, and get ready for next Tuesday.
I know you're concerned about this as a coach. This was a fairly clean game on both sides. I have George Ranch with 9 turnovers and the Broncos with 10 through overtime.
As two seasoned teams, you know, we played a lot of games this year. Both of us have played a lot of games. The silly mistakes are lower, but you want to make them even lower than that. And if you can stay under 9 turnovers a game, that's a pretty good game. We got to work on our free throws. Just work on just playing together and playing defense and just keep getting better every day.
What's a couple takeaways from this game for you?
Oh, they battled through adversity. You know, they could have gave up when we got down 4 in overtime. We bobbled some balls that should have been ours, and I'm just proud of how they fought. And I wish we had this type of environment all the time. I'm glad our fans came out, and I think the kids are going to be ready.
Chad, any questions for the coach?
You know, just talk about what Jaden did. Awesome job on the board. Seems like every time you guys got in trouble, he really seemed to come up and get some big buckets for you guys.
Jaden's been playing very well all year. He's leading us in rebounding. He actually had 22 rebounds our last game out. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many he had today, but he was fighting. You know, we get on him a lot because he misses some that hit his hands, but he's in there battling, and I'm just proud of him.
Yeah. And talk about Ori getting going. He had that big three in overtime. And really, Julian, he struggled for most of the game. For him to get that big three when you needed it to send the game to overtime.
Yeah, they've both been playing well in stretches. You know, so we're up and down a little bit. Yeah. We're trying to get them all playing well at the same time. And it takes time when you got kids that haven't been playing together for a long time. But they're getting there. I'm proud of them. They're young kids that are playing through adversity for the first time. So we're going to get there.
Yeah, you got to, like you said, a young team flying through. This is the kind of environment you want them to go through. This will definitely help you guys when district play comes around.
Yeah, that's the goal, is to get better for district. And, you know, if you go through an environment like this, nothing's going to scare you when you get to district play. So we're gonna come in and get better tomorrow and get ready for next Tuesday.
All right. Thank you, Charlie Jones, the head basketball coach at George Ranch High School. Chad Washington from the Fort Bend Herald. And Aiden McGee. And I'm Tom Tarando. We'll run down the scoring again because we never did do that for you. We just kind of briefed it here when Charlie sat down. For the Broncos, beat George Ranch 51-50. McAdory with 23, 12 DJ Stewart, 3 apiece by Braylon Joe and Amir Oakley, 2 points for Jackson Morris, 2 points for TJ Olenian, and 4 points for the freshman Tyler Smith. On the other side, George Ranch, Ori Limbrick with 11, Jaden Gary with 10, 9 for Julian Camper, 6 points Jordan Lewis, 4 points Stephen Woods, and a basket by John Kahn in the second quarter, and that's all the scoring for George Ranch. Aiden, final thoughts for this ball game?
Well, it was the second overtime that I've seen. The first two games that I've gone to have been overtimes. And it's really enjoyable to see the overtime because it's like the coaches and the players trying to battle each other, trying to get them to be the winning team. But, you know.
Yeah, these two teams, and we knew this going in, these two teams are so evenly matched in their style of play, but also their physicality and all of that. So another great game. So you are two for two on broadcasts that go into overtime. However, you're 0 for 2 on the outcome, so we're going to have to change that part of it. Right? Okay, we'll try and do that next time. For Aiden McGee, Charlie Jones, Chad Washington, I'm Tom Tarando. Final score again. George Ranch drops a 51-50 decision to the Fort Bend Bush Broncos in overtime. So long, everybody. We'll be right back.